So referee Paul McLaughlin brings an end to this friendly, and it's finished in a 3-2 victory for Galway. But yeah, mentioning those players that are on show, I'm sure Kevin McHugh will have been certainly pleased with the performances of at least two or three of those players who are on trial, and of those that the names that are, of course, so familiar to Harps supporters well. Harps in front on 28 minutes through Max Johnson heading in at the back post. A delivery from the right-hand side from Josh Cullen, and Johnson finishing it off to give Harps a 1-0 lead at half-time. Galway back on level terms 3 minutes after the restart. Substitute Killian Trollett, who's one of their players on trial, he equalised at one apiece. They went in front through one of their trialists, 2-1. Pascal is his name, because everybody was saying, well done, Pascal. So 2-1 up for Galway 12 minutes into the second half. And then within 3 minutes, a Killian Trollett header on the hour made it 3-1 to Galway. So, I suppose the situation on that front was that Galway had really improved in the start of the second half, and Harps conceded a couple of bad goals. They probably could have dealt with a couple of those crosses a wee bit better. But nonetheless, Galway 3-1 in front and looked to be cruising at that stage. Then Harps made a few more changes. Adam McDade, Joel Bradley Walsh, Owen McHugh, young Owen, a son of Harps manager Kevin McHugh, they all came on at that stage. And at half time as well, Shawnee Bradley came on, and young Gavin McAteer in as well. Harps certainly ringing the changes, and Gavin McAteer definitely deserves a special mention, because with Harps 3-1 down and trying to get back into the game, those changes that they made at that stage certainly paid dividends. Gavin McAteer on the right-hand side of a four-man midfield, really, really impressive. Anytime he got on the ball, he did something positive. And on one occasion, as I say, around about 77 minutes, I have a note made of it here, he got possession. A man came out to challenge him, and he did a lovely little swivel and turn, nutmegging his man at the same occasion, and then all of a sudden found himself in on the right hand side of the boxes, pulled back to Shawnee Bradley, deserved better. Bradley was just wide with his effort, but that was a brilliant piece of play from McAteer. And it got even better then on 83 minutes. McAteer went short with a corner with young Adam McDade, and McAteer on his left foot. You just knew what was going to happen, just in the angle of the 18-yard box, and he pinged one from that distance right into the top corner of the Galway United net. Brilliant goal, well worth the effort to come over here for the Hibs supporters who came out to watch this pre-season friendly. That goal was just pure quality from a player who has such a bright future ahead of him. But that was the end of it then. Harps had a couple of half chances towards the end, and they had that penalty shot just as you were coming across when a challenge went in on Shawnee Bradley, but the referee Paul McLaughlin waved those appeals away. So there you are. The only downside, I suppose, of this afternoon's game, an injury late on to young Dara Coyle. He had to be helped off by the Harps physio. He hobbled off, which is probably better than certainly better than being carried off, but for He was on the turf for a good while, and he needed a bit of attention. Didn't look good, but thankfully he was able to help himself off. So hopefully young Dara Coyle will be all right. That's the situation. Kieran, Harps, as I mentioned, will head over to England now towards the end of this week. They're going over to Bolton Wanderers for a couple of days. They'll play a couple of friendlies against Bolton under-21s and Wigan Athletic under-21s as well, and will have a couple of days training. And then they will return. They have a pre-season friendly organised against Sligo Rovers down at the Showgrounds towards the end of this month, and then they're back in action in 4 weeks' time on Friday, February the 13th, with their first competitive fixture of the new season away to Athlone Town in the League of Ireland First Division. For now, though, from Finn Park in Balbuffet, it's finished. Finn Harps 2, Galway United 3.